Janie Lee Grace. Welcome to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio. So, thank you so much for being here. Yeah, live from Club Soda. I'm Janie Lee Grace, you probably know that, and I am so delighted that my very special guest is none other than the incredible Andy Ramage. Yay! Look at that. What a star, Andy. I mean, I'm not quite sure where to start because we've got so much to chat about, haven't we? But we'll cover it all. We'll cover your amazing new drink that I only realised recently you have, Authentic Brew, right?
Yes.
That's really exciting. Your movie, film, documentary, whatever we're calling it, which is so exciting, Going Dry. A ton of other stuff as well. And we just discovered that we're both going to be in Orlando in
yes.
January. You'd forgotten you were
yes,
going.
Yes, I know. I've got to get a flight and accommodation.
You're going to get a flight. But before we do that, you know, there might be people listening to this who are not aware of everything you do yet, because there's people new joining all the time, isn't there? So can you take us right back to, you know, your story from whenever? You know, feel free. Come through. People
come
walking
through.
Past. Come through.
This is a new thing for me. Live
yeah.
podcast.
Yes, I know you're normally on the other side of the mic. I get that completely. So it's going to be weird for you. You're going to be starting asking me questions, which is absolutely fine. But yeah, take us all the way back.
Yeah, so I guess my story begins as a 16-year-old footballer. That was my original career. And then, unfortunately, injury ended that career, age 21.
Were you actually a pro footballer then?
Yep.
Wow.
A lower league professional footballer. And I loved it. It was like the greatest gift to play football. I scored one goal in the Football League.
One, always better than none.
Exactly. It wasn't. It was a thunderbolt from about 2 yards. But that was my boyhood dream. It was to play in the league and score a goal, and I achieved it and then got injured, unfortunately.
Oh, wow. That
and,
must have been such a thing.
Yeah, devastating. Devastating in many ways. So I packed up my boots. I put gel through my... Every footballer has a shocking haircut, don't they? Mine was really long and ginger.
I thought you were going to say I had a mullet.
It was terrible. But I then travelled the world with my now wife, Tara.
Hello, Tara.
There's Tara down there. And we went on a great... And do you know what? We had a bloody brilliant time.
She thought she was going to be a footballer's wife.
Yes.
But then look what happened.
Not quite. And then ended up back in the city in the world of commodities broking, which was a whole new world. It was a bit like sport, fast-paced, electric, high stress, high reward. And that came with a magic card that I could take to any restaurant or any bar and get free stuff.
Yeah.
And that's effectively what I did for 10 years. And I loved it, I must admit, until I didn't love it as much anymore. And we had young children coming through and was tired all the time, was out all the time.
Hell of a drinking culture.
Yeah, it was just part of what we did. And I had that reflective moment about late 30s of there's got to be more to life than this. Just the drudgery, the tiredness, the constant hangovers hanging around. And decided to take a break. And I took a break only really meant to be for 28 days at the time. And it just continued on and on and on. 28 days became 90, became 365 and onwards almost 14 years.
Wow,
now, 14
is it really?
Years.
Yes, wow, nuts, give him a massive round of applause. Oh,
on
God,
this adventure.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
But what I do remember at the time of trying to go alcohol-free, and I think it's hopefully it's poignant for everyone listening, was that it is really scary at first. In a world that's awash with alcohol, there was so much social pressure. There was none of these amazing drinks back then, as you know yourself. I mean, there wasn't any. Full stop.
I think white wine was like literally vinegar, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you couldn't.
And
you
the
couldn't
beers
get it.
Were, you know, just lousy.
Or non-existent.
Yeah.
So I found it really difficult at the start. People would pressurise me and the classic sort of rubber arm, don't be so boring, and twist me back into it. My number one fear, I always joke about it, which is true, if I go sober, how the hell am I going to dance at weddings?
Yeah.
How's that going to happen?
It will depend if you could dance first.
Well, that is true.
I'm finding this out.
Which I can't. Although Strictly is calling for me at some point. It's my favourite show.
You should have done this charity thing with me. We could have partnered up.
I know, but I didn't know. Next time.
No,
most
next
definitely
time,
next time. Time. But yeah, that momentum was really starting to build.
But how did your mates respond? And your, you know, you mentioned the sort of sober shamers and, you know, or go on. But you know, did your friendship group, as it were, did they start to accept it or was it really difficult?
Yeah, they got on top of it really quickly. My big moment was 6 months into my challenge, as it were. I had my 40th in Dublin, which was huge for me. Back to see all our old friends that we hadn't seen for a long while. And many of them didn't know I wasn't drinking.
Right.
So it's my 40th. I've organised all the things, black tie event, free drink, food, the whole shebang. I'm not drinking. But I'm meeting my friends and telling them that I'm not drinking, many of them for the first time. Most of them were on side. My best friend turned around and said, you can stand in that corner. That's the boring corner.
That's the naughty chair.
Yeah, and when you want to have a drink, you can come out. Oh, for that was his opening line. But wow. Saying that, he's my biggest supporter now. So yeah. I think people just need to adjust, don't they? They need to make sense of what it is. And he can see the benefits that it bestowed upon me. And now many of my other friends that were there that night now don't drink.
Great.
So absolute game changer how that spread amongst our own friendship group, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And then tell us about more recent years then. So you did 1 year no beer, which was, you know, I mean, you guys did amazing things, didn't you?
Yeah, that was the original challenge. And that originated out of me trying to go alcohol free and finding it difficult. I felt like I needed an excuse to tell people, basically. I didn't really have the courage to say I wasn't drinking, but if I said I was on a challenge, it got a bit easier.
Yeah.
And then that was the origin of a rhyme that entered my head, 1 year no beer, and then we started this whole movement around it, and I loved it in those original days. That was really sort of fresh and new, and not many people quite got it, and we built that from scratch, and I had so much fun with that, and essentially what I still do some 14 years later, which is pretty cool, isn't it?
It really is, and I'm sure you'd agree, you know, I'm always saying this, but When I got to year one, I remember thinking, oh, it's probably all going to get a bit flat now then, and I've kind of done everything, and that will be it. But literally every single year gets better, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Every single year.
And I find myself now, 14 years later, still cheering people on in the exact same way I did pretty much 14 years ago.
Yeah.
Which has got to be a good sign, right?
Totally.
If something's so passionate or you love something that much that you're willing to have that excitement and interest in it, 14 years later, I think, speaks volumes.
Yeah, because it's just so completely life-changing, isn't it? It's amazing. But what do you think are the some of the pressures for guys particularly? Because, you know, I have some guys in the sober club that will just say, you know, I'm doing okay, but actually if I'm going to go to a social event, I'm really scared. It's often this socialising that is literally the thing that makes people afraid to even do this. Actually, the reality is once they do, they usually find it's not as bad as they thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I discovered this even quite recently. I definitely get a bit of social anxiety, but I think everyone does.
Yeah.
And I would say I drank a lot to overcome that uncomfortable psychological feeling of just feeling a bit socially awkward.
Yeah.
And then what I discovered was this amazing thing that actually, if you don't drink, and the way I discovered this, Matt Pink had his No Booze Cruise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were great fun.
They were great fun, weren't they? Yeah, on the Thames. So I'm on that boat, and there's 250 people on the boat. It's completely, you know, full. And I got that real sense of, I want to get off. You know, like, there's too many people, there's too much going on. And that's when I typically, I think, would have had a drink almost to try and quieten that noise in my head. But I had no option, because now we're on the Thames. I can't get off the boat. And what I found was that after about 10 minutes, obviously my brain realized there was no threat, there was no need to panic, no need to run. All of that anxiety just went.
Yeah.
And then I realized I'd probably been drinking for 20 years to overcome something. Had I waited for 15 minutes, it would have gone on its own anyway.
And reality is, if you'd had the alcohol, it actually would have made it worse, because it's depressant anyway.
Completely. And you get
all the lies
into that
we tell ourselves.
Yeah.
It's scary, isn't it? So, and then after 1 year, no beer. Take us through the next bit.
So the next adventures really then were around Try, which is our other organisation, which is an app, DIYY, which we love. Similar thing to One You Know Beer in many ways, trying to bring community together, connection together, online, offline, to inspire people really join us on the fun side of the island and just take a break. That's always been my approach, and I really try and stick to it. Every now and again I veer from it slightly, not that I get into finger wagging, but I have to try and keep myself away from that. I've just done the same thing over and over again for the best part of 14 years, which is just celebrate all of the wins.
Yeah,
what
exactly
are the benefits you get from taking a break? And if you stay focused on those, I think it's a really good way to change a relationship or change a habit. Surround that by great community and brilliant people.
Yeah.
And we change so many people's lives. That for me is the greatest gift, that buzz of contribution, giving back, being part of a movement or something that adds value to people's lives, I think is really special.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it?
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad,
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And tell us about the movie then, because, well, it sounds really exciting. So I came to one of your events where you were doing a little bit of filming. I don't know if I'm on the cutting room floor.
You might have made it in.
Almost certainly.
Helen's in. Helen behind me's in.
Oh, Helen,
from
you're
sober
in.
Sober dating. Helen's all over it.
So, yeah, tell us how it all came about and, you know, what we're going to get to see.
Yeah, well, the irony of that is it's always been said I've got a great face for radio. So then I've got this...
No, I think you find I've got a great face for radio.
What a guy called John Hyatt was a brilliant director, made a movie called Screened Out, which is all about phone usage and our children. His next movie was around health and well-being. He'd literally gone all over the world, Peter Attia's of this world. I'm sure most people are familiar with the likes of Peter Attia. Speaking about health and wellness, not one of these experts mentioned alcohol.
Wow.
None of them. And he got to the end of that, got onto some of my stuff and sort of got in touch and said, this is nuts. I've just spoken to literally the world's best thinkers, thought leaders in the world of health. None of them have mentioned alcohol. What on earth's going on there? Can you be in my documentary to talk about alcohol? Which I did, agreed to. And then I pinged back pretty quickly and said, John, there's got to be a documentary on alcohol-free. Yeah. Which he came straight back and said, as soon as this documentary's done, I agree, let's do it. So then we've been working on it for about 2.5 years now.
Yeah.
Traveled all over North America. We put six participants through a break from alcohol. I coached them through the process. So they're average middle lane drinkers, track them, their stats, their blood work, as well as all the psychological wins and benefits. And that really is the backbone of the arc of the story. And then we spin out into all the great thought leaders and thinkers and researchers to really try and unpick some of those myths around alcohol to find out what it actually is and what it's really doing to us. And it's cool. If you've seen the trailer, it's got that Netflix style movie yeah. look to it. And I really think it's going to inspire many, many people to come and join us.
That's fantastic to actually do the kind of the science bit as well, because you know we can rave till the cows come home about how fantastic it is, but some people really want that evidence, don't they, that the blood's changed, that the health really has improved. So the fact that you've included that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it was important to showcase real people
yeah
actually doing it, rather than me just saying this stuff's amazing. Yeah. Like I do some 14 years on, to have real people that, and what's great about the doc, they did such a good job of this. They tracked them and we filmed everything. So we filmed them when they were drinking
right.
as well.
Right.
So
okay,
through that
great.
Process of drinking, what that felt like.
So there really is a before and after.
Yeah, and then through the process of taking a 60 to 90 day break.
Amazing.
And then tracking that experience. So it's a really like lived experience yeah. that you can see.
And did they remain non-drinkers?
Well, I don't want to spoil it.
Oh, you can't, it's a spoiler alert.
But I'm going to say some of them
did.
still great. To this day.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
That is amazing. I think those kind of docs are really, really powerful. It's a great... I didn't know you'd done that piece of it.
Yeah.
I think it's really powerful. I remember years ago, you know Jason Vale, the Juice Master, yep. I'm sure. He's a good friend of mine, and he did Super Juice Me. And he did exactly that, took a bunch of people, I think it was, I don't know, 6 or 8 or whatever, and literally tracked them. So they arrived at Juicy Oasis, the retreat. And I always remember there was one guy with a suitcase worth of medication that he took, literally a suitcase worth of meds. And then they put them through the program. And again, they did all the testing and everything at the end of the month or whatever. The guy just had 2 pills that he had to take.
That is so
and
cool.
a completely empty suitcase. And it's really powerful. It's really powerful,
to see
that stuff.
And
to
Jason
see the before
Vowell,
and after.
I just want to highlight Jason Vowell because I think he's brilliant. Yeah. He wrote a book
called... Kick the Drink Easily. That's
yeah,
the first
one
I read.
The book that yeah. changed my relationship with alcohol.
Exactly. It was genius. That was the book that kick-started all the other books, actually.
Yeah.
Annie's and everyone's, actually.
Because his approach, it was the first time I read a book that wasn't doom and gloom. It was the first book that said, what are you missing out on?
Yeah,
absolutely,
exactly.
Bloody
There's
nothing.
Nothing
this is going
to
be the best
on.
Thing you've ever done for yourself. And so I remember reading that book thinking, that's it.
Yeah.
That's...
Have you met him? You met Jason?
No, I would
love
you'd
him. Love him. You'd love him. You'd love to get you together.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah, you know, it's a great book. So I'm so excited for the doc. So when is it? When will we see it?
So we will see it in spring. So right at the moment, we've got the rough cut, they call it.
Yeah, yeah.
Hollywood Birds. So we'll have something to watch, me personally and a few others, and then we'll refine it and tweak it. But it should be ready by spring. Where it ends up, we still don't know. There's loads of talks going on at the moment. It could end up literally on a streaming service from your Amazon Prime to your Netflix, or it could end up on YouTube or a mixture of all things, or terrestrial TV. There's loads of stuff going on.
Wow.
But it will be somewhere to watch spring 2026. So
and
not
it's
far.
Called Going Dry. Yeah.
Called Going Dry. Yeah, we wrestled with that title forever. Yeah. But anyway.
It's a great title.
Oh, good.
And how amazing, guys. You look, listen, I'm getting to interview him first. And you're getting to meet
movie
him
star.
First. Literally a movie star. and Helen, who's in the movie as well.
Yes, Helen.
Another movie star.
No,
behind a cushion.
It's good.
I've had years of looking at things behind a cushion. Super exciting. It really is. It's great. And then how did the drink come about? I didn't even realise you'd done this, and it's a beautiful can. Look at this. Isn't it pretty?
Cool, isn't it? Authentic
brew. I love that. I love your little logo.
Yeah,
so tell us what's in it and you know how the whole thing came about.
Yeah, it came about. Mike was... There, Mike.
Is
there
he
is.
Mike.
Look at Mike, looking all fab.
The other half of Authentic Brew.
Yes, the brains and it does everything, basically.
Okay.
So Mike actually had a really interesting story. I was coaching Mike for a while. Coaching's part of what I do. He was an elite performer in a real top-end sales business. And then Mike actually achieved what he was dreaming of achieving, which was exiting from a company. And then the next day, couldn't walk, couldn't move, was bedbound. For days. Imagine that, pure the stress and strain put on his body through that process, literally shut down his motor system effectively.
Wow.
Tried to get healed through traditional medicine, really didn't have much to say, and eventually went on a mission himself to heal himself holistically, Mother Nature based. And that introduced Mike to loads of different concepts, but what he realized really quickly, as did I, that there was no genuine health drinks. They might pretend and market as real health drinks, but they're not when you lift the cover as such.
Exactly.
And going alcohol-free through that process as well led him on this inspirational moment of, right, I'm going to put something together, no compromise, so premium wellness, Mother Nature-based, in a can. And I'll take you through some of the ingredients because they're worth hearing
about.
Yeah,
please do.
So what Mike's done brilliantly really is a pioneer of functional energy. And functional means there's additional benefits above and beyond the health benefits that you can actually feel.
Yeah.
So if you drink a can of that, you get a nice warm lift. It's an energy drink, effectively, holistic one, but it's caffeine-free, no additives, it's vegan-friendly, alcohol-free, you name it, it's top end. But what's really nice, it gives you a nice functional lift. You get a nice little warm, it's like a big
buff.
Cuddle from Mother Nature. That's what we say.
Tell us what's in it then.
So it's got three types of mushrooms. Lion's mane.
Actual adaptogens, amazing.
Yeah. So it's got lion's mane, which is like the brain mushroom, they call it. It's got reishi, which is known as the mushroom of immortality.
Oh,
cool,
I have some
it?
Of that.
So
I mean, quitting alcohol is the best anti-aging hack ever, and now we've got a bit of that as well.
It keeps you young. And then chaga, which is another mushroom, which is like that wild and energetic root. L-theanine.
Nice.
Which is incredible for brain function. Hawthorn essence, which is in Chinese medicine known as like the heart tonic.
Yeah.
So the combination of all these different things, radiola, which is the golden root it's known as. No one's ever put all of these in one drink. Hasn't
Amazing.
Been done. So it's completely pioneering. So we're incredibly excited about it. The type of benefits you get from that are calming, soothing, energy, better sleep. We've got medical research going on right at the moment to see
amazing.
Where that comes out. So I'm just really excited about the fact that it tastes amazing. Mm-hmm. It's got genuine health benefits. And I think it's going to be really good for all those in the alcohol-free space just to have something that, again, feels grown up, that's genuinely healthy. Because I think what happens when you go alcohol-free, there's many brilliant options in here. Sometimes you get pushed towards fizzy drinks or drinks actually that are not that good for you, in truth. Absolutely. It's nice to have something that the caffeine-free, no additives, that people can really enjoy.
Yeah, how exciting.
Yeah.
And where is it going to be sold then?
It's going to
in
be
here, I guess.
Well, it's going to be direct as well on the website, authenticbrew.com.
Yeah.
It's the place to go. But there's one big bit that I got involved at, that I didn't mention that is really important. The reason that I'm involved, forget all the drink stuff, is that 7 years ago, I put all my goals together. And I do this on quite a regular basis. And this particular year, I put them all in a infographic, I call it, which is basically like a large poster, effectively.
Like a vision board. But
yeah.
Yeah.
And I put that on the wall and I looked at it. Yeah. And bear in mind, 6 years ago, I was still full-time working as a commodities broker. So one of those goals was to go full-time and do what I love. One of them was to set up a coaching business. One of them to set up a coach training business, start a podcast, write a book. I mean, tick, tick, tick. These were all massive, big, hairy, audacious goals at the time. And then I put some other big ones up, inspire 10 million people to go alcohol-free. We're
Amazing.
Working on that one.
Yeah, yeah.
But one of them was appear on Strictly. That's going to happen. Just putting that out into the universe right now. It's
yeah,
going to happen.
I did too. And it's a charity thing for Strictly Come Hospital. It's okay.
See, this is it. This is it happening. I'm getting closer to it even for this conversation. But the other big one was plant 10 million trees. It was my sort of uneducated attempt at doing something for climate change. I've got young daughters, and I remember my daughter getting really upset one day about climate change, and I was sort of doing my super dad bit and was like, don't worry, I'm going to do something about it. And then I put it on that infographic and forgot about it. And the reason I do it is because it switches your brain on to opportunity in the universe. And then Mike turns up with this incredible idea for the drink. But then the bit that sold it for me was that, and this is massive, 25% of the net profits is going to a foundation to rewild people and places, effectively
Brilliant.
Environmental causes.
Yeah.
And as soon as I heard that, I was like, I'm in. Because
yeah.
I want to be part of a business that does good in the world.
So it's a truly ethical business.
Totally.
Amazing.
That's what it's about. Not only the ingredients are Mother Nature based and ethical, so is the business itself.
Yeah, I love that. Absolutely love it. And you're right. I mean, vision boards. I sometimes
love
do
them.
Vision board workshops. And I mean, I've been doing them for years and years and years, although I've forgotten about it lately. I definitely need to do another one. But they are literally incredible. Has anyone here done a vision board? Some of you. Yeah, some of you have. If you haven't, honestly, you have to do it. Everyone has to do a vision board, you know, for whatever it is you want. And I always say to people, if you don't know what you want, that's okay too. You can literally just kind of look through a bunch of mags and newspapers or whatever, and you just kind of see what appeals to you and what jumps out. Or you just ask yourself, what is it that I want to feel more of? So what do I want to feel more like, as it were, and then choose pictures that inspire that. And honestly, I mean, we haven't got all night, but I've got some amazing stories about stuff that's happened as a result of vision boards, both for people I've worked with and for myself. It literally is incredible. It's as if you allow your unconscious mind to sort of bring it to the forefront, stick the picture up that you know what it means, only you need to know what it means, and the universe brings it to you. And I tell you one little story because it's funny. So I did one years ago, and there was all the things on this vision board that you'd expect there to be for someone like me, a lot of which came true. But then I cut out this picture, this little scruffy little black dog. And at the time, my kids were really young, and they were always banging on at us to get a dog. Well, we've got four kids. It's enough already, right? And I just could not cope with a pet. I just couldn't cope with it. So I found myself putting this picture of this little dog. I bring the vision board home, and the kids are like, oh, thank you, thank God. And I said, no, I do not, I'm not getting a dog. So I was in this weird situation where I created a vision board and I had something on there that I was hoping wouldn't happen. It was really bizarre and I had no idea why I'd put it there. And a couple of weeks later, someone knocks at the door, literally holding the actual dog on a lead. And she said, meet Teddy. I thought maybe your kids would like to walk him. It was a neighbor, right? So we literally got to borrow the dog.
Brilliant. Yeah.
So I got the wish without any of the responsibility. Now that's the result, right?
I love that.
And there's a million of those stories. So everyone has to do a vision board, right? And look
so
at
especially
yours.
This time
yours
of
all
year.
Coming true.
Well, exactly. And genuinely, I can go back and I can show you that infographic and tick, 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 almost all the way around. So we've got to plant 10 million trees. So maybe we'll get there.
It's
It's happening. There we go.
That's so great. Yeah. That is really great. Just one quick question on your fabulous drink. Obviously, you don't have any artificial sweeteners, do you?
No.
No. Good. I'm so pleased about that. It's something that I find my spend my life telling people because, you know, with the if you buy sort of crappy drinks, energy drinks, as you say, or soft drinks in supermarkets, if you don't come to a place like this and buy proper grown-up stuff and you buy stuff in the supermarket, so many clients will say to me, oh, you'd be really proud of me. I've got an energy drink or I've got something rather than alcohol. But then you find out it's got artificial sweeteners in it. And then you've got to start the whole process again, trying to explain why they're so evil.
Yeah, and I think, you know, for us, it's a premium product for that reason. Yeah. If you see it, if it's cheap, there's a reason for that. But equally, you know, I look at our advertising.
Yeah.
You know, we've just seen Lando Norris win the F1 championship. I love the F1. But it's full of two things, alcohol and energy drinks.
Right.
Look at Lily Allsport, alcohol and energy drinks is the main, like, armory in terms of the advertising, both of which you could make a really strong argument are terrible for you.
Exactly.
Yet we're aiming that at our young kids and everyone. Like, a lot of their heroes are drinking these products or looking like they are drinking these products. Yeah. So I think, yeah, it's some really interesting, you know, for us, almost a bit of a fight back against that to try and provide something that genuinely is healthy. Yeah. And we're seeing that through the people that want to get involved, that are value-based, that want to really, you know, get involved with Authentic Brew, which is really cool.
Yeah, really exciting. So the movie's out in spring. Should we call it a movie?
Let's call it a movie. Movie
let's
sounds
call it
better,
a movie.
Doesn't it?
Yeah, let's do that. Okay. And the Authentic Brew is out now.
It's out
is
now.
It?
Yeah, it's, I mean, now? Literally amazing. just launched. Authenticbrew.com is where you can get it
great.
From.
Great. Yeah. If I'd waited 6 months, you'd just been, you never would have spoken to me.
No,
would you?
Too,
you would
too
not.
Late.
You'd have been
too late.
Way too famous.
Not quite.
Brilliant. So, and you're going to have planted how many trees?
By then, 10 million.
10 million trees within 6 months?
Oh, yes. Mike's frantically waving at me. Just to let everyone know, there is an Authentic Brew for everyone in the room. Yeah. Pretty much before you go. Okay. Do you want to try one?
Amazing.
There you go.
Brilliant. Amazing stuff. Yeah, it's a really good question, just in case for anyone listening who didn't quite hear the question. You know, if someone, you know, how do you share with other people? Actually, it's a really good idea. I mean, I don't know what you would say. I would say it's actually really difficult if someone's not ready. You know, there's no point in sort of evangelizing to people who are not ready. You can really only talk about your own experience. But what would you say?
Yeah, and what was your name? Sorry.
Kieran.
Good man, Kieran. I think you're doing the best thing you can possibly do, and that is just showing up and shining the message as you. Still socializing clearly with those friends, being in the pubs and having your alcohol-free drink whilst they have theirs, looking great, feeling great, getting more stuff done. I think that's the best thing we can possibly do.
Yeah.
People have to be ready to change, so we can't force it upon them. And I think that's probably why anything that is a because will backfire, rather than you just showing up and shining that message. Equally, I think the other option, though, is to take a break. Like, why wouldn't you just take a little break just to test the system?
Yeah.
28 days, just see, does it work for you? And if at the end of that, you feel fitter, faster and healthier, and you've had a great experience, brilliant. What a worthwhile experiment.
And coming up to January is obviously a great time. Makes it a lot easier when everyone else is doing it, right?
Exactly. Jan's a brilliant time to take it off. Again, with the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
What are you gaining through the experience rather than what are you losing?
Yeah. I never let anyone use the phrase giving up. No one is allowed to say giving up because there's nothing to give up.
Is there?
And that's the twist, isn't it, really? If you go through January sort of gritting your teeth and counting the days, then you're going to have a miserable experience. But if you just literally notice all the benefits, then you notice every single thing you're gaining.
Yeah, and there's so many, isn't there? I'm sure we could go around the room and million, you know, all of us could come up with all these incredible benefits from more
we
time, more energy.
We would literally be here all night, wouldn't we? Who has found amazing benefits from being alcohol-free? Give us a show of hands. Yes, I think that's quite a lot.
What about cheer if you've had some benefits?
Yeah, come on, let's hear. Give me
there
a hell
so
yeah.
So people listening can...
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone, Here your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Any other questions for Andy? Oh, this is Mike's story. Do you want to come and take the mic? Mike. Welcome, Mike.
Thank you very much.
It's on. Just speak into it.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so I was just trying to understand the question fully.
We want to know a bit about what happened to you after you couldn't walk.
Yeah, so I was, like Andy said, 15 years in tech and achieved everything that I thought I needed to achieve to have fulfillment. And the day I handed in my laptop and went to bed, the very next morning I couldn't get out of bed. And that lasted probably about 3 months. Couldn't lift an arm, couldn't look at any lights. Couldn't pick up a fork to feed myself. It was pretty bad. So I went in the medical route and everything was fine. And it was just prescription of antidepressants, sleeping tablets, painkillers, the usual. Something inside said, that's not the path for you. And I went the holistic road and met some amazing
people. Were you drinking
people
at that point as well?
On and off. Mm. But when I was flat on my back, it was, come off caffeine, alcohol and sugar. Mm. Met some amazing people in the holistic world. And I suppose they showed me a world that I had no idea even existed. I was like blinkered to climb my mountain of ego, which I climbed. I was opened up to this whole new world of just Mother Nature, simple things like, deep tissue massage, like reflexology, Indian head massage, eating things that are from the earth, like mushrooms and even bark of trees. They were going out foraging and brewing up teas for me to bring me back to health. So no medicine in sight. Quite quickly got back to sort of full power. Mm-hmm. So I looked to the market for products to try and help me maintain my recovery, and I couldn't find anything, nothing. Yeah. It was all labelled as healthy and good for you, but like Andy said, under the covers it was, not good. So, we got a team in three different continents to go and look out for some cool products for us, and we gave them a prescription of the things that we wanted, and they came back empty-handed as well. So Authentic Brew was born.
Mm, brilliant. Thank you, Mike.
That's that.
Amazing.
Well,
thank you. Was there another question?
I'm trying to remember it now.
Oh, look, you get a mic.
One of the things I love about meeting you again at JD is just your enthusiasm comes through, and you as well, Andy. And what I wanted to ask was about, was there a moment in your sobriety when you sort of realised it was to celebrate, and like it moved away from the difficult parts that we have when we start and when we're sort of fixing ourselves and stopping drinking, and when it becomes something to enthuse about?
Yeah, I mentioned it earlier, actually. It was reading Jason Vale's book. It was just such an impactful read for me because that was the first book that actually made me change my frame of reference about alcohol. Up until that point, I was getting caught in that loop of what am I missing out on? You know, what am I not going to get going forward? Then I read Jason's book and went, actually, what am I missing out on? Absolutely bloody nothing. Hangovers and tiredness, what am I gaining? And that was a real... And why I wanted to highlight Jason as soon as you mentioned his name, Jenny, is that that was really powerful to me. That was a seminal moment for me that shifted my mindset. And really, I've just followed along doing that ever since. In literally everything that I say and put out into the world pretty much is the same type of approach of what are the benefits, what are the gains. And I think that moves people away from the losses and towards something that feels exciting. And hopefully that helps a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I'd agree. I think when you catch sight of that better life without alcohol, every time I tried to quit in the past over the years, I tried many, many times, what would happen is I would sort of reach a point where I just thought, oh, well, I've kind of done that now and I'll, you know, I managed to do that for 28 days or however long. And then there was never really a good enough reason not to carry on because I hadn't taken any note of any of the benefits. I'd simply been just counting the days, or I'd only been thinking what I was missing out on. So it literally is flipping it completely and just committing to never mentioning the phrase give up and instead just focus literally on everything you're gaining. And even if you just jot down five things every day that you've noticed from being alcohol free, and they can be tiny, tiny, tiny things, but they mount up, and they mount up in your unconscious mind, and you start to build those associations with the good stuff being associated with choosing not to drink. You know, so yeah, I mean, I remember being it was quite interesting for me because I forgot everything I knew in the early weeks of, you know, even though I'm totally holistically minded and totally focused on good nutrition and everything to do with well-being. When I first quit, I literally forgot everything. It was very strange. I didn't sort of tell anyone. I felt really guilty. I was feeling completely miserable. And something switched for me when I don't even know how it came about, but I heard about Morning Gloryville. And so when I was 3 months, I went to a 6 a.m. rave at the Ministry of Sound. and I'm there, and I managed to drag a friend along who wasn't even sober. I don't know what the hell she thought I was doing. It was my birthday, so she came for my birthday. So there we are outside the Ministry of Sound at 6:30, you know, in the pitch dark. And then we go in, and there's this completely sober rave going on. I mean, you can't get any better than that. You can't, can you? That's living, really. Yeah. It was absolutely amazing. And then something switched, and I suddenly thought, hold on, I'm not missing out on anything. There is nothing to miss out on here.
Yeah, I love it.
It's a nice question about celebration, really nice question. And that's exactly what we can do at Christmas, isn't it, really? Focus on all the good things.
Yeah, and again, I think it's that time of being connected. And also for me, you know, in my past life as a broker, I would look at my social calendar over Christmas and it would fill me with dread.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be excited by it. It'd be like, oh, how am I going to get through that? You know, the work do, the friends do, Christmas itself. And we had young children at the time, and waking up on Christmas Day, just like jaded, like tired.
I tell you what, lethargic. Isn't it ever the best parenting hack? That is my only regret, not doing it sooner.
Yeah, for me, it absolutely was. And, you know, to wake up on Christmas Day energised.
I mean, they're going to wake you up at 4 a.m. Exactly. Anyway. So, you know, best if you haven't had a drink, right?
Exactly. And then I didn't even mind, like, doing the plastic toys
Exactly. Putting those together. I always remember I had one client, and she'd only been sober about 3 weeks, and she rang me and she said it had been snowing. And she said it was a Sunday morning, and her kid came and woke her at 5:30 a.m. and said, "Mummy, it's snowing." And by 6, she was out playing snow angels in the garden. She said, "That would never have happened."
Yeah.
But that's joy, isn't it,
joy, right there. The bits that you miss out on, it's those little bits that make all the difference in the long run. And I think that's what you get back. I think it's joy. That's a lovely way to describe it.
Is. Well, Andy, thank you so much. It's absolutely fantastic to chat to you. And I can't wait for your movie.
Yes.
I think you should commit, actually, to coming and be, you know, chatting to me when the movie's
100%.
Out first. I think 100%. I should get the premiere.
The exclusive.
Oh, can I come to the premiere?
Yeah, we will.
Well, I'll come with Helen.
Brilliant. We will be doing a little
role. I'll hang on to Helen's shirt tails because she's in the movie. I'll tell everyone that I was in it, but I ended up in the cutting room floor. Thank you so much for coming, guys. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much to Andy. And thank you so much to Club Soda for hosting us. We absolutely love you guys and everything you do. Don't forget the webinar for the Sober Club. If you're not a member of the Sober Club, check that out as well, thesoberclub.com. And thank you so much for coming. You're welcome to stick around, of course, and have a drink and everything. And thanks again, Andy. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
You've been listening to the Natural Health and Sobriety Show on UK Health Radio.